There are elegant cast-iron street lamps shining with a soft golden glow. It's still daytime, though the ambient light is dim. The days are shorter at this time of year, and on wintry afternoons, the streetlights come on early. You wander down this cobbled road, gradually noticing more details. The glossy shine of the dark stones beneath your feet, and the occasional yellow leaf stuck to the ground. It must have rained recently. You can still feel the damp in the air. The street is quiet. There are only a few passers-by, chatting in hushed tones. Every now and then, someone stops to look in a shop window, intrigued by the display. The owners in this part of town clearly take pride in their presentation. Each shopfront is an opportunity not just to promote their goods, but to add something to the overall atmosphere of the street. On your left is an elegant building with a wide, curved window. On the other side of the glass are woolen scarves, hats, and gloves in every colour of the rainbow. They're arranged so beautifully, spread out with the utmost care and attention. "Cashmere," says the sign in the window. This special wool is one of the softest, lightest kinds. Just looking at it is enough to make you feel warmer somehow. Next to the clothing shop is a cozy-looking cafe. The windows are misted up with the heat inside, but you catch a glimpse of wood-paneled walls and comfy leather sofas. The door opens as a customer leaves, and you breathe in the scent of freshly roasted coffee. It's tempting, but for now, you want to keep on walking to see what other shops you can find in this charming little neighborhood. You pass a few selling clothes, chocolate, stationery, and then something catches your attention. Tucked away at the end of the street is a tall, narrow building. There's just a single window on each floor. Every one has its shutters thrown wide open, and the rooms are brightly illuminated, so you can see what's inside. There are shelves and shelves of books. There's no space for a fancy window display on street level, but there is a sign. Books and seashells and more. Browsers welcome. You're intrigued. You decide to go in and have a look, just as the sign suggests, and perhaps warm up a bit from the cold outside. As you push open the door, the first thing you notice is that powerful scent. It's unmistakable. The comforting smell of hundreds or even thousands of old books. You've always loved this smell, without knowing exactly why. Perhaps because the scent is richly evocative. Somehow it transports you to another time, another place, while also making you feel connected to the present moment. It is the strange magic of bookshops and libraries.